I don't know. As the candidates prepare to do battle again in Ohio, perhaps Mitt Romney's people sensed an opening in our conversation you may have heard with some Ohio voters in the swing county outside of Cleveland. Our Lake County citizens sat down with us to talk about their community and their view of the campaign raging in their midst. Yesterday, you met attorney Marissa Carnaccio, immigration activist Veronica Dahlberg, building and trade worker Al Jones, working mom Kim Loeby, white-collar worker and consultant Joe Turpak, business owner John Rampe, and student Kiara Jones. After our first vote, we found the group split down the middle, 3-3, with John Rampe seriously undecided. So we challenged two in the group to try and convince John to come off the fence. Marissa Carnaccio would argue for Mitt Romney and Al Jones for Barack Obama.
John, you own a company.
Yes.
So I'm sure you watched the job reports that came out on Friday.
I did.
So it seems like with a plan that has you've seen it being able to work, I would think you would be safer voting for President Obama than voting for someone who says, I'm going to do this, I have a plan, but I'm not telling you what the plan is. President Obama already has a track record. And I think one of the best things is that the president has spoken to the country and he's spoken saying the same things all of the time. He hasn't sugarcoated nothing to us. He hasn't said this is a piece of cake. So I think he's been realistic in his approach. Now, granted, the deficit is a big, big problem. But the deficit is not going to be solved just by whoever's there. Okay, it's not going to solve overnight. Okay, but in the process of getting the deficit solved, we still have to live. We still have to survive. We still have to take care of health care. We still have to educate our children. We still have to buy homes. We still have to buy food for our families.
Comment about Romney, and then I'm going to give it to Marissa.
I think if you watch the tube, the things that he says, he changes daily. I believe that he's saying whatever it takes to get your vote. And then once he gets in there, all of a sudden, that legislation, well, I didn't mean that.
All right, so Al seems to think you can't trust Mitt Romney and that Barack Obama has created an economic environment that ought to be enough for John
yes.
to vote for Barack Obama. Marissa,
yes.
the case for Mitt Romney and against Barack Obama.
Well, if we're going to talk about politicians saying one thing and doing another, I mean, we're going to be here all afternoon, but that aside, I mean, I think Barack Obama promised 4 years ago that he was going to reduce the debt. We have had, over 4 years, over $5 trillion added to our debt. I think that is a huge problem. Romney's the guy because he is going to make the environment better for your small business. Banks are going to be friendlier to you. They're going to want to give you loans so you can develop new products, hire new employees, and you will have the confidence to hire those employees because you're not concerned about your ability to get a loan, your ability to finance it, your tax burden, and how you're going to pay for health care for all of your employees. So you want him. He's your guy.
In some respects, what you're saying, I accept. There is an element that we all look for, and that's called leadership. And every president that comes in espouses many things that they're going to do. Few really deliver on them. And I was very much an Obama fan 4 years ago, and I think he could have had the ability, even though his circumstances changed dramatically, with the 2008 meltdown. He didn't expect that. That blindsided him as much as it blindsided everybody else. So he came in, and his whole agenda is now changed. But where he missed the boat, from my perspective, is that he didn't use his power as being a leader to bring the country together and to face the problems.
All right, so Obama didn't do it. Could Mitt Romney do it?
I don't know if Mitt Romney can solve the problems. I don't think so.
What about bring us together?
But bringing us together, he's an unknown quantity, but yet circumstances may allow Romney to pull that off.
You're still on the fence.
I'm still on the fence.
On the fence.
I'm giving Romney a little more credit.
Did you watch the debate, John?
Yes.
Did you watch the debate?
Right.
Okay, speaking since leadership seems to be such an important quality to you, just looking at the debate, who showed more leadership qualities that evening over the other?
That's a good question. I don't know if I can totally answer that. Being honest with the American people is a tough thing to do. And I don't know if I saw that in either candidate.
We are losing John here. Go,
Kiara. Going back to the debate, I felt that that debate was terrible. I feel like none of the politicians really made a stance on what they're going to do for the future. Like, they both just was saying what we wanted to hear. And I felt that Romney was kind of rude and cutting people off and stuff like that, kind of being more of a bully. And Obama was way too laid back.
Why was Obama so laid back? He didn't act like the leader of our country during the debate. I think that's a little bit upsetting. I'll share a really short story with you. I turned the debate on 10 or 15 minutes after it started. I was watching it for literally 3 minutes, and I immediately sensed that something was wrong with Obama. He was unengaged, mm-hmm. and I thought to myself, does Obama only produce when there's a teleprompter and a script in front of him, or why is he so strange? 45 minutes into the debate, my 21-year-old college student texts me and says, Mom, are you watching the debate by any chance? Of course. Yeah. He says, something's wrong with Obama.
is your Democrat son.
Yes. He said, I'm considering voting for Romney based solely on the debate.
Veronica, you were dying to say something.
Well, I was just thinking my analysis. What I had hoped Obama was going to do when he was elected, I was expecting to see him like in the barrios of South Texas, or, you know, maybe coming to Cleveland and, you know, walking the streets like RFK style. I was imagining all of this, going to the South, you know, in the Appalachians, and really raising the spirit of the country and inspiring people. But no, it wasn't that. It was very professorial, very, you know, bubble-like. Mm-hmm.
Are you on the fence?
Yes, I'm leaning Obama.
Why, of course?
That's a good question.
So pull her off the fence, somebody. We got a few more minutes here. Come on.
I know. You thought he was going to do, and he was going to change the nation and make everyone happier. He didn't do it, and you're still sitting here saying, I'm going to vote for him, though.
I'm not, you know, here's the thing. I am on the fence. I've told everybody I'm on the fence, but, yeah, I'm disappointed. I don't feel I have enough information about Romney, and with Obama, I'm deeply disappointed.
But why would you vote for someone that you're deeply disappointed in? Why would you reward him with a vote if you were deeply disappointed? You wouldn't reward a child with a reward if you were deeply disappointed in their behavior.
Exactly. And that's why I just don't know what to do.
Now with two undecided voters in the room, we'll get a final vote tally tomorrow. You can learn more about our Lake County voters and hear the entire series by visiting our website, thetakeaway.org.